This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, you're listening to the DJV Experience for Thursday, the 20th of July. Yep, two-thirds of the way through the month. What's so special about today as you listen to our extraordinary overview of what's going on, if I do say so myself? There's a very important thing that has happened on this date. How many of you remember July 20th, 1969?
I was not alive.
No, so none of you remember. How many of you studied what happened on July 20th, 1969?
Woodstock?
Failure of our educational system. No, the landing on the moon.
Oh, great.
That was Apollo, the same year as Woodstock?
Apollo 11. I thought Woodstock was 68.
I thought Woodstock was 69.
I don't think people that went to Woodstock probably remember what it was.
No.
It's 69.
Summer
right.
of Love.
69?
Yep. Yeah.
A Summer of Love and the summer of the Apollo 11 landing on the moon.
That's cool.
So as we celebrate the anniversary, happy anniversary, Sotheby's is hosting an auction of rare and amazing astronaut memorabilia. So, let's see here. There are lunar sample return bags used by Neil Armstrong during the mission to bring back the rocks from the moon. That was really cool.
Is that when the rock came to Earth? Is that?
That's right. Rock is an alien. Maybe it is. A lot of different relics, though. Let's see here. A pre-moon flight layer on his spacesuit worn by Gus Grissom. During the Project Gemini space flights. So this is how he trained. He went up in the Gemini before they went up in Apollo. Some of the other things being sold today, the first photograph taken of Earth from the moon. Man, how much money do you think that's going to bring?
I bet
think
a
about
lot.
That. The first picture taken of the Earth. That's cool. Let's see here. The lunar photograph taken in 1855.
That is somewhere. Shocking to me.
Yeah, it is, isn't it, huh?
That some technology existed in 1855, some sort of telescope technology that took a picture. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Makes your brain hurt.
It does. All right, so there's other stuff. There are a lot of people that are a bit, there are a lot of collectors of this stuff, as you can imagine. My friend Jay Honeycutt, who ran the Space Center for a long time, he was responsible for hiring these guys. He hired Gus Grissom. He hired Neil Armstrong. He hired all the original astronauts, Alan Shepard, that group. And he has great stories to tell. I was so thankful to meet him. He listens on the station in Melbourne, at WMEL, and he heard me on the air a long time ago when I had been invited to go to Houston. A fellow's name was George Abbey, who ran the Houston Space Center, and he invited me to come see what was going on. And Honeycutt heard me talking about how excited I was to go to Houston. And so he called the station to find out where I was and found me and said, "What are you going to that place for? Those guys are losers. You got to come to where the real action is." So he invited me to come, and we became great friends, and I went to four or five launchings during the time that they would be live on the air. And I'll never forget sitting in that, we were 3 miles away from the launch pad, sitting in that, there was just, that big stand, a reviewing stand that you see all the time when there's a launch. I thought the Earth was going to explode. The noise and the volume of vibration that came from that thing as it took off was just amazing. And so from that point on, I was a real believer. And, you know, I always am talking glowingly about what NASA does. They have great employees. They have achieved amazing technical things. They have so much skill and courage. Anytime you have a chance to see any of these movies that portrayed what they've done, it seems to me there's a new movie coming out, too, as a matter of fact. Sometime this fall, I think I saw a trailer for it, of the crew that was actually, the story is about the men and women who were at those, you know, when you look into mission control, you see all these panels and all these computers and all these desks and the people that actually figure out how to make it work or don't for whatever the reason. It's so positive and so helpful. It's really, it's just plain cool. It's great to be an American when it comes to things like that. Discussion of our economy and how good it is. Somebody took a shot at me for. It's always somebody who's got something to say. Okay, so this
got to get you like a bulletproof vest or something these days. Everyone's taking shots.
Peter, this guy Peter says, "Well, what about the banks? Their results for the first part of the year are not good. It's challenging and yada 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 yada." Well, I don't know how to answer that question. Because I think what you're referring to are the reports that quarterly come out for all of the big banks. J.P. Morgan Chase, for example, and Wells Fargo, and all these other financial services outfits. You know what's happening, sir? People are getting wise to how these big banks are screwing you. If you put your money there, if you have your retirement account there, if you are doing business, that's why I have never done business knowingly. I've had mortgages that were bought out from small banks and went to Chase and had nothing but trouble with them after that. And as a matter of fact, got into a legal harangue with Chase that lasted almost a year. And fortunately, I came out as the winner. But it was just that kind of stuff. When you look at people trying to get the most for their hard-earned money, it never happens in the big banks. It doesn't. So
I know you've said that to me because I use J.P. Morgan Chase and you're like, oh my God, never use them. I mean, I know, but you know, it's if I don't use Chase, then the other options that are right near me in New York City would be TD Bank. I mean, I can't imagine that they're any better, right?
They're a little better. They're a little better on the scale. In my opinion, strictly based on my experience, Chase is the worst of any of the big banks. Horrible. Oh.
And I use them and I like them because of the technology.
Whatever works for you.
The convenience. I know.
Yeah, I understand it's convenience technology.
Yeah.
But what's happening? Do you have investments there, or you just do your checking and
just checking and savings?
There?
Yeah. Okay. Just checking and savings.
I mean, you're not going to get a lot of money no matter where you take.
Right? I know.
Savings. You're not going to get buying CDs and things that are bank. Driven is no place to put your money. In my opinion, none.
Right.
No money should go. But people do it for safety, security, blah, blah. Nonsense.
Yeah.
There are plenty of places, if you nose around, you can find that are good, safe investments. But anyway, I go back to what's now more and more growing. It's the pendulum goes like politics. There's too much extreme on the left and then too much extreme on the right. And somehow, sooner or later, we find something in the middle. Well, the same is true with these banks. The banks got so big, all these banks and holding companies were buying up medium-sized banks, the medium-sized banks buying up the little banks, and so there were no more little banks. Now, all of a sudden, you see in the form of credit unions, these things popping up all over the place. In my area, we have four credit unions. One of them belongs to a church, St. Mary's Credit Union, which was just started as a one little horse operation and now has grown. The digital credit union that we have here, there's the municipal credit unions.
Can I ask a stupid question? What is the difference between a credit union
regulation.
And a bank?
Regulation. The regulations under which they are able to work.
So meaning like a credit union's not FDIC insured?
No, they are not for the most part. It depends. But the investment that you put in the bank gets more return. Now, so what's the? Is there a logical reason for it being a safer place or not a safer place? I've never seen a credit union go down, but mm-hmm. then.
And this is just a lending facility, right?
I had CDs at the local credit union and got paid a lot more.
My problem is with the credit union and the CDs. You really have to do all your banking there, because I've had in the past, like, notifications, like, you leave your things in there and they threaten to get rid of your money. Have you seen those?
No.
I get notifications all the time from my, because I have a CD at a credit union, and then I bank at Bank of America. Right. And because I don't use a credit union for anything else, it's my intention to just leave the money I have in there and forget about it. Mm-hmm. And I think every 2 years or so, if you don't touch that money.
Oh! Okay.
They want to get rid of it on you. And so that's the danger that I have with my credit
union. You have
union,
to keep it active. But that's for banks as well, Jennifer. I get that.
Maybe because I'm a Bank of America user, like, all the time. Then,
yeah.
You know,
No, that's banks and credit unions. I have an account at a local bank where I used to have a mortgage. And I put a couple $1,000 in there because I wanted to have the convenience of another checking account. And I just leave it there. And every once in a while, like, I'll forget about it, I won't use it for a year, and they send you a notice, please activate, or tell us you're alive. Otherwise, they send the money to the state to, you know.
Which, believe me, is not my intention to do with my money.
No, thank you. In a moment, Jennifer's intention is to bring you an update on what's on television tonight. After a small fee, right after these words.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57
Jenner,
channels and nothing on.
I'm sorry, Jennifer, brought to you by Champion Generators. Many pretenders, some contenders, only one Champion Generator. Go to championpowerequipment.com, championpowerequipment.com for your generator needs. All right, so Jen, what's up? I watched Suits last night. I don't think I've ever seen an original episode. I usually watch them on the plane. It's really and they've been around for 9 or 10 years. It's a very good drama. I'd forgotten they were on till you reminded me yesterday and everybody
else. That's what I'm here for.
So what do we have tonight?
All right, George Best, All by Himself, will air at 8 p.m. on ESPN.
What is that?
This is the latest installment of that 30 for 30 documentary series that recounts the tale of soccer superstar George Best. He's one of the greatest players of all time. Plus, he's super hot, very handsome guy, charismatic, and he's from Belfast, Victoria, Northern Ireland. Yeah, I know. He also led, by the way, in a Shakespearean tragedy fueled by drink and excess and depression until his death in 2005. All right, on TV, Growing Up Hip Hop. I know, Doug, you'll be tuned into that. That's at 9 p.m. Right. Masterpiece son Romeo Miller stars in this episode. So there you go. The Night Shift is new on NBC at 10 p.m. And Comic-Con is happening this week and through the weekend in San Diego. It is a huge event, not just for the city, but for all comic book superhero fans and that genre. Sci-Fi is live at Comic-Con at 11 p.m. You can get a preview this year, hosted by Zachary Levi.
Really?
And boy band's new tonight, by the way, on ABC.
Who's Zachary Levi?
He was the main character on Chuck.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. 21 after the hour, DJV time.
From Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Throwback Thursday action here on the DJV Experience. And we're working on this week in 1985 for you. In this portion of the hour where we always have a musical focus. And it's kind of fun to go back a few years. So to 1985 we go. Number 5 on the charts that week belonged to the Eurythmics. Song called Would I Lie to You.
Love this song. I know you hate the 80s, but...
I don't know, just good stuff came out of the 80s. This song's not bad. I always kind of liked her.
Anyway, yeah, she's great.
The character. Was she married to Dave Stewart for a while?
Yes, they were. Yeah. They were together. I don't know if they were married, but they were together for a very long time. Yeah. They're still making music together.
Yeah. Ah, very sweet. Okay, so let's see. From number 5, we move to the number 4 position, singer Bryan Adams. A song called Heaven. This is a pretty typical bill of fare for him. And
it's true.
For the 80s as well. This is 80s. And yeah.
This probably was the wedding song of so many people in the 80s.
Yeah.
That's a first good song. Dance. Yeah.
Yeah. Crank it up, Karen, for a second. People can recognize it. That's the part. I like that riff right there. I don't know why. Once in your life you find someone. Turns your world around. Brings you up when you're feeling down. That's true, I think. Alright, let's get to the number 3 tune from this week in 1985. Belonged to Prince. And the Revolution, that's what he calls the group at the time. It's a big, big hit for him, and deservedly so. Clever song called Raspberry Beret. Unmistakable signature sound of Prince, I think. This is a good example of it. That's why he did so well. I forgot that part of it. All right, So we got the point from Prince, number three. Here's you kind of get a this song does sound dated, but then Duran Duran was a real product of the 80s, and as popular as they were, the Broccolis went to them to do the theme from the James Bond movie A View to a Kill. Roger Moore was James Bond. Christopher Walken was the bad guy.
Is this the one that this is Roger Moore, right?
Yep.
Is this the one that opens with
Grace.
The ski? With the ski?
Yes.
Okay.
Grace Jones is in this.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But Walken was a fabulous bad guy.
I love him.
My God. fabulous bad guy. All right, so that's Duran Duran's contribution to This Week in 1985, number two. Number one is a song that sucks, actually.
I was waiting to see how he would introduce this one.
You may get an email on this one, though.
Of course I will. I get more than one, probably. Anyway, whatever. Studio.
I mean, it makes no sense. Does anyone ever figure out what this means?
No. Who cares?
It's so funny. Doug hates Phil Collins. I don't like him either. This is the only song I can tolerate from Phil Collins, and you hate it.
All right, that's it. The review. Kind of a negative way to end this.
But
the top five songs, 1985, and Phil, you can take your Duran Duran's all right. Prince and Brian Adams. Okay, that's good. 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
In today's Autobahn News, Jaguar is testing the E-Pace in some of the world's most demanding environments, from the freezing Arctic Circle to the dust and heat of Dubai. The Jaguar E-Pace has been subject to a diverse testing program to ensure it's a driver's car and an entertaining performance SUV as well. Jaguar unleashed hell and high water to ensure that the Jaguar E-Pace performed as designed on varying road surfaces and diverse weather conditions. For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
The new Lucky Charms shake at Burger King is a mix of hand-spun soft serve, Lucky Charms cereal pieces, and memories of watching cartoons in your PJs. Relive your childhood in a cup. The new Lucky Charms shake now only at Burger King restaurants. Also try the Fruit Loop shake. Shakes available for a limited time. Participation varies.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
DJV time, 34 after the hour. DJV includes Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara. There's no C there, but she's an important cog in the wheel of the DJV experience. Focusing now on ICE. Once again, story floating around about the fellow from Ohio, and this is a response to that. The conversation we had earlier, a couple of people, let's see, we have, what, four or five stations in Ohio. So this comes from someone who is in the northwest part of Ohio, Willard, Ohio, sort of in the central north along State Route 224. Attica is in that trail in Tiffin, and you take it if you're headed toward the western part of the state from Cleveland. Anyway, so the story of this fellow who's been working at a packing plant there for 16 years illegally. ICE comes in, scoops him up, puts him on a plane today to go back to Mexico, leaving his wife and his four kids holding the bag. And so some people are upset about it. Some people say, yeah, that's the right thing to do. Well, it's I was looking around to sort of get some background or back up to this, Victoria. The acting director of ICE is Thomas Homan, H-O-M-A-N, who, upon being asked questions about this and some of the other crackdowns, he said firmly that he is planning to move more swiftly, sending more resources, sending more agents into the nation's sanctuary cities. So every once in a while, something like this comes up in the middle of nowhere in Ohio, but where their real targets are in the ludicrous sanctuary city. That's my word, and other people use it as well. I just don't understand how these people think. I honestly don't get the thought process. So this guy, Holman, said, quote, "In the America I grew up in, cities didn't shield people who violated the law. What I want to get is a clear understanding from everybody, from the Congress to the local law enforcement folks, to those who are in business, that the country is not open for those who come here illegally. We're going to enforce the laws on the books without apology. We'll continue to prioritize as we have been. It's not okay to violate the law of the country. You're going to be held accountable. I can't find any fault with that whatsoever. None." But in the case of the fellow we talked about, if you didn't hear, this guy had been here for 16 years working at this plant. He had plenty of opportunity, ample opportunity. He was taken into custody first couple of years ago, and then he was put on a watch list, and then nobody did anything. So that's how the ICE guys found him. They look at the old watch list and see this guy who's working there. So in all this time, why the heck didn't he just apply to be here legally? If it really meant so much to him to be here, as it does for so many tens of thousands, if not millions of Americans who are not born here but come here and they go through. I just say the same thing over and over and over again. I guess I probably should just stop talking about it because it just so annoys me. Victoria?
Yes.
Well, how do you and your friends look upon this? Do you and Lewis, your husband, talk about these sorts of things?
No. Honestly, we don't.
Really?
No.
Yeah, that's true.
Because,
what do you talk mostly about? What do you and Lewis, other than intimacy, what do you talk about? What do the two of you talk about? He's a big sports guy.
Yeah. We talk about a lot of different things, essentially a lot of the stuff that we talk about here on the show, in the non-political sense. Those are the types of things that we talk about, and uh-huh.
Do you agree on everything usually?
No, not everything, but we're like-minded, I would say.
Well, that's right.
Which makes it easy to live with a person.
Right, yeah, of course. Yeah.
There are things that he does that bug me that he does not feel strongly about that I feel. And this is an example that from our honeymoon. At our honeymoon, we went to Mexico. We stayed at a really beautiful resort. And they have towels. They had about 5 different pools and different locations all around the resort. So you could be on the beach, you could be at different pools. They have a rooftop pool and the whole thing. Everywhere you go, they have these beach towels that are readily available for the guests. And they're all rolled up nicely in a little cabinet. You go and you help yourself. And when you're finished, you put them in the towel bin. So at the end of wherever we would go, if we were going from the roof pool down to the beach, I would take my towel with me because I like to conserve energy. And I told him that was important, and yet he insisted that the towels are there to be used. And that was something that we literally almost had a fight on our honeymoon about.
Really?
Because those are things that, if you can conserve energy, why wouldn't you? And he says, well, the towels are rolled up for a reason, so we'll just get new ones when we get to the next pool. So those are things that we argue about.
We're
not like-minded.
Kind of refreshing not to have arguments about stuff like this, because maybe it isn't that important. For a lot of people, it isn't. It's not. It doesn't affect their daily lives. I'm talking about things like illegals that are. It doesn't affect you, but the towel thing, maybe a little.
And straws. Straws are one of the biggest offenders of landfills. And straws are so unnecessary. Yeah. And so many people, because they can't be recycled. And so many people just hand straws out willy-nilly. And that's another thing. He gets straws, and then he rips them up, and he throws them out. And I said, why did you even do that? If we get delivery? And I said, just leave them in the drawer, and eventually if one of us uses them, that's better than having it sit in a landfill. Landfills bug me.
I love to take the end off of a, and I do this all the time with Miles, take the end off the straw and blow in it so that it hits him right in the nose. That's
and that's teaching your grandson that you're blowing things in his face and it's ending up in a landfill. I cannot believe that your daughter, Megan, is endorsing this activity.
Well, if I were to have that conversation with her along those lines, she would not endorse it more than anything else. He likes the straw in his milk. He loves to drink milk. We go into a place, a restaurant.
Does
milk,
he blow
mommy?
Bubbles?
Milk. He loves his milk. And the straw kind of is fun to chew on. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yep. All right. There is a video floating around today on Facebook focused on what's happening, and I just posted it, as a matter of fact, to DJV. Go to the to DJV, facebook.com/DJV show, and you'll see this video focused on how the folks who are in the solar business are being diddled by lobbyists and people in Congress. In fact, there's a move afoot, although it's not successful, thank heavens, to try to kill the solar business. And this is an overview of what's going on, rooftop solar, something that I'm, if I ever built another house, man, I'd design the house around stuff like that. I'm going to try to do some, we have 14 or 15 acres on the farm that are not productive, and I'm talking to a solar company right now about putting solar panels out there. There's just no reason for us to be using and burning fossil fuels to the extent that we do. I'm a big user.
I totally agree. Yep.
A lot of diesel tractors, and I have diesel trucks, and I have cars that run on gasoline, so I have a footprint. I do. And I don't feel guilty about it because I'm doing something worthwhile, but I do think it isn't about guilt. Come on. That's, you see, and that's what I get into when I see things like this. People try to guilt you. Oh, I'm going to ruin the earth. No, I'm not ruining the earth. I'm producing things that are good for people. Can I do it better or smarter, more effectively, more consciously? Yeah, I don't have any access to tractors that are solar powered, or even...
Do they make them?
No. They do make tractors.
Like a hybrid, maybe?
No, but you can get tractors that run on gas, mm-hmm. that run on natural gas. You can do that, like buses in a lot of the cities are now converting to natural gas. You can do that. The infrastructure is so expensive, I couldn't afford to do it on my farm. Some of the huge farms are doing it, but the tractors have to be rebuilt, mm-hmm. and they put bigger tanks in them, and they look weird, but they also run into injector problems. I mean, it's that if you build them from scratch, take them from a factory, that's different, but converting mm-hmm. them can have real problems. But
right.
the point is that here we are once again, the government, which passes programs to supposedly incentivize, you know, the tax breaks for using solar. But behind the scenes, there are many people in government that are taking a check, taxpayer money, to try to screw up this thing and make it go away, which it isn't going to do, thank heavens. But it's just an example of the weird. Watch the video. I posted it.
I'm looking at this now. This is really informative. And Years of Living Dangerously is one of my favorite shows. I don't know if you've seen it. It started on Showtime, and I believe it moved over to Discovery.
Yeah.
But it's every week it's a different celebrity or, you know, well-known person doing a different topic and looking into it. So Cecily Strong from SNL is looking into the solar panels in this,
something
in this
obviously
episode.
Something he cares about a lot.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
what she's doing.
Yeah.
All right, O.J. Simpson in the focus in a moment. First, let me focus on your business. A lot of talk about business. I have a little business here, and I like to talk to those who are running small businesses. Matter of fact, I was doing a little more research on ZipRecruiter and who they're using, and I have some things that I ran through. I actually found a pizza place here in Framingham, my hometown, that used ZipRecruiter to find somebody to work behind the scenes. Here's a company called Bridges that used ZipRecruiter to find a grant writer for them. Here's a college that used ZipRecruiter to find a financial aid worker. Cost Plus World Market found a buyer through ZipRecruiter. So I give you these examples because they're all over the place. And if you've got a business, no matter what the size, what the heck are you doing trying to do it yourself? That's foolish, especially when you're not probably doing as good a job as ZipRecruiter can do for you. And the first shot, the first time around, doesn't cost you a nickel, cost you nothing if you use this to get access to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's right. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Go there free and get the best possible person for the job that you have. Post on hundreds of job sites. One click does it all. 24 hours later, you're going to be looking at tons of people who are looking for a job just like you described. On ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, use it free the first time. I'm going to give you an 800 number for it. Come on, Doug. It's like Pavlov's dog when I do a commercial. Okay, here's the 800 number. No! No 800 number here. Just go online to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so who doesn't know? All eyes, I laugh about this because it's such ridiculous theater. Especially if you watch CNN. Good God, these people. Get a life, will you please? 19 minutes and 32 seconds until the broadcast begins to find out if convicted felon O.J. Simpson will get his freedom. The world's attention once again as he pleads for his freedom on live television.
I think he will be speaking, they said.
Yes.
He won't be in the room. He'll be on a video conference, he will make some sort of statement.
And he will not be identified as O.J. Simpson. He'll be identified as inmate number 1027820. That's how he will be identified.
Right.
Not by name, but by number 1027820. He's dressed in blue jeans and a blue button-down shirt.
Really? He's not in his prison outfit?
Apparently not. They're going to dress him up for this, sir.
Oh.
However that works.
I love the CNN headline. Once again, America awaits a decision on O.J. Simpson.
Give me a break. Good God, get a
countdown
life
to O.J.'s parole hearing. But you know what, though? In a sense, a lot of people on social media are talking about, you know, even Geraldo Rivera, and I can't stand Geraldo, but even he said, you know what, it's nice for 4 minutes we won't be dealing with politics. Everyone will be talking about something else.
And there's always a picture of Fred Goldman sitting there with a scowl on his face.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I mean, understandable, but. All right. Get a respite from that. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Sleep. The seed is planted.
Sleep. Sleep.
Terror grows.
Matthew!
Wake the others!
Elizabeth, wake up! Get you when you sleep! Sit up!
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Oh my god. Hey, it's like Flatliners, right? Isn't that what Flatliners was kind of about? Do I remember
that? A little different, Doug.
Yeah? All right, so why do we have this weird movie in our focus as we get started here, Chucker?
Because yesterday it was announced in a few of the trades that Warner Brothers and the producer of The Conjuring 2 are putting together yet another remake of the classic story of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Original one was in 56, Kevin McCarthy, really good film. But then in 78, a director named Philip Kaufman directed Donald Sutherland and Brooke Adams in a remake that I think is easily one of the best films of the 1970s. That is a great movie. A director named Abel Ferrara did a movie called Body Snatchers in the 80s, and then in 2005 they did yet another remake with Nicole Kidman, which was called The Invasions. The critics weren't kind, but I got to tell you, I really dig that movie, and I think it's really, actually really good, underrated, and I love this story. Why going to do another one in this climate? I don't know, but I look forward to it.
Okay, so here's a bit of trivia that I'm going to guarantee Kara and Victoria will not get until, and well, if you Google Kevin McCarthy, anybody who is my age to Chucker's age to probably just about on the cusp of where Victoria is may not recognize his name, but as soon as you look at his picture, oh yeah, I remember that guy. He was one of those actors that was everywhere.
Who is it? Kevin McCarthy?
Kevin McCarthy is his name.
And you have to put actor, otherwise a politician will come up.
Right, yes. Yeah, actor Kevin McCarthy.
Well, he was in one of the classic Twilight Zone episodes about the kid who wishes people into the cornfield. He
was one of those working guys. Like so many other people in Hollywood, especially
I don't recognize him.
You do?
I don't.
Ah, the 40s, 50s, 60s, and into the 70s, there were tons of these actors who were everywhere. And McCarthy, he reminds me a lot of William, who did the voice of Kit. What's that guy's last name? William Daniels.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's that kind of an actor. You don't remember his name, but as soon as you see him, I know who that guy is.
And actually, you know, he did a cameo.
Would be another example of that kind of actor. Yeah, go ahead.
It was really cool. He did a cameo in the beginning of the 78 sequel, where he's running down the street and gets hit by a car, screaming that something, you know, is going on. People have to stop it. That, which was really. And Robert Duvall actually did a 5-second cameo in the 70 version. He plays a priest swinging on a swing. Has no speaking lines. You just see him there. But I love that movie. That is a classic, great movie. The 70 version. Really.
More movie news from Chucker in a moment here.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Hi, Chucker. Movie news time. What do we have?
What do you think of this? There's a rumor going around that one of the next installments in the Fast and the Furious franchise, Doug, will take place in outer space. You like that idea? I know it's bizarre. I don't know how it'll get them up there. But honestly, I think it would be very entertaining.
Well, all that stuff, isn't it? They can come on. They don't even need put all those guys in a room. They'll figure out what to do. Give them some toys and props and just make a movie the same way that Sylvester Stallone does with the Untouchables or whatever that what's the name of that franchise?
The Untouchables.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Right, Expendables, excuse me. Netflix stock hit an all-time high. Reportedly, international growth is through the roof. Right. Julia Roberts just signed on to do a series, gave a two-season commitment. So
really?
All the stars
Netflix?
On Netflix. Yep.
Wow, that's amazing. Hi, Chucker. Good job as usual. Chuck Curry, Doug Steffen, the DJV gang.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.